my bed. She gon' be there 1 hour. She said, look me in my eyes, my dear. Tell me what's your biggest fear. And I said, where I lay my head tonight may never lay again. This round out home is a different kind of home, like an old, old friend. And I said, baby doll, baby doll, listen here real close. One day I'm afraid of losing, losing the most. It's my baby doll, my baby doll, lost in your eyes. Losing you is my biggest fear, right next to dying. Lord knows I don't wanna die. On how to play this game. She said, dig way down, wait in the night. And I show it across the countryside. And I said, where I lay my head tonight, may never lay again. This road I roam is different kind of home, like an old, old friend.
Listening to Impact 89 FM. My name is Jeremy. We're in studio with the Ben Daniels Band. How's it going, guys?
Great.
Wonderful.
Good.
It's lovely. Also in studio with Katie. How's it going? My excellent co-host for the evening.
Doing wonderful.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you guys in, and we just listened to a live song. Could you tell us what that was and where that song came from?
That song was called Baby Doll. It's written about a year ago on the road when we were traveling around on our month-long tour in last August or something, but just kind of came from traveling and missing loved ones back home and stuff like that, business, music business, all kinds of things wrapped into one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, it sounded great. So you guys have been around for a while then?
Yeah, a little while, maybe like four. Well, we started, three of us, in 2008, and then kind of Wesley kind of joined up and played a little violin when we had a drummer. Then he's been playing drums more recently as a four-piece so far. So
just kind of worked his way in, and he just wanted to leave.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Well. Well, that's cool. So how did, I guess at least the three of you, how did you guys come together?
I started playing guitar and writing songs and kind of thought it'd be fun to get a band going. So Tommy, the bass player, was into guitar, and so we kind of decided maybe start playing bass.
Yeah, what would you guys say some of your major influences are?
Well, we all kind of, a lot of old blues music.
Bob Dylan, the band.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we are also, George and I are jazz trained, so we have a lot of that kind of stuff kicking in, a lot of different chords and things going on.
Yeah, how would you guys say your music has evolved since you started playing together?
It's gotten better.
Much better.
Good to hear.
Do you like burn the original tapes?
Definitely don't listen to them.
No, definitely not.
Did you guys start off playing about the same type of music that you're playing now, or did it evolve as well?
We've always started off with acoustic guitar and bass and another guitar accompanying it, and we've expanded around that to fiddle and mandolin and drums, and so it's always kind of retained a rootsy sound to it.
Cool. And besides being here this evening, I know you guys have some upcoming shows far away, and also, you know, if you wait till September, you'll be back in the area in Lake City. Do you want to do a quick rundown of some of those?
Yeah. We're doing Harvest Gathering September 13th through the 15th up in Lake City, which is an awesome festival, and our friends Big Duty Rue and Appleseed Collective will be up there. We just did a little three-day mini tour with those guys, so it'll be good to see them again. And yeah, it's an awesome festival, lots of good bands.
That's great.
And if, start of fall. Yeah, that's great.
And if people happen to be in New York City or Atlantic City, I hear you're going to be out there pretty soon too.
Actually, on Wednesday we head out, I believe.
Yep.
That's we'll when we hit the road.
Playing at the Living Room in New York City. Is that in Brooklyn?
It's in Lower East Village area. Yeah.
Okay. But, and then we'll head out over to Atlantic City for a very cool festival called the Elephant Talk Festival.
Yeah, kind of a little startup festival that just kind of sprung out like 3 years ago that we've been playing every single year, which is really fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this guy Jerry Ryan kind of created it and just found us online, you know, a while ago, and so we've just been a part of it.
Yep.
Pretty fun.
Made it work.
I feel like in the last maybe 5 or 10 years, you know, I've been doing radio for a while, but you see more and more festivals like that popping up, you know, like really cool ones. Like they're gathering people from all over the U.S. and just kind of, you know, similar type of feel, and people just come hang out for a few days.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, speaking of which, what have been some of your favorite venues to perform at?
Up Front and Company in Marquette is really cool. They refurbished some old brick buildings down there and now have a really good venue in there. It's almost like a cabaret jazz club style where the stage is surrounded by a bunch of tables and they have some awesome beer on tap, and it's a huge room with a good crowd.
Big
like,
dance
right
floor.
On like the shore of the Lake Superior in Marquette, so that's really sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been to Marquette, but I've never been to that place. Is it fairly new or is it?
I think it's fairly new. It's been around
well, at least since we've been going.
Yeah, it's at least 5 years.
Okay. I'm just fairly lame, I guess.
No. There's a lot of...
It's way up north.
Way up
there. Well, I have friends up in Calumet, so, you know, we'd go through Marquette and hang out for a night or so. So, yeah, cool
check
area. Absolutely will. Yeah.
Personally, my favorite venue was we played a festival called MI Fest or Michigan Fest, and it was right at the Speedway, and they set up this gargantuan stage that was a ton of fun to play on. It was so big you could just run in circles. You wouldn't even get close to anybody else. It was great.
As you were meant to, I guess.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Very free.
Very free.
Well, very cool. Well, we're going to be talking with the guys a little bit more here. Once again, Ben Daniels Band, right here on The Impact. More information is available about the band on bendanielsband.com. Tour dates, a lot of other good stuff we'll chat about in a few minutes. But how about we take a listen to another song?
Sure.
What have we got coming up next?
Play a song called Drippin' Indigo.
All right. Great. And you're listening right here on The Impact, 89 FM.
Down on the
bird walks looking like a soda pop. I don't know, she don't wanna be a model. Tell me something I don't know. Like what in the hell are we fighting for? Down on the boardwalk, she's looking through the soda pop bottle. Yeah, she loves the way tomorrow sounds. Every time I say it's so clear. Love the day she said she'd never disappear. And I said, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I don't really care where we go from here, so I'ma let you stay. You got the tropical plant jumping in the car, tucked behind her ear. She went all the way to Mexico back. Now what you think about that? Around the track till the day that we collapse. Got the tropical plan tripping in the cold, tucked behind the veil. She went all the way to Mexico back. Now what you think about that? Around the track till the day that she collapsed. Now so where do we go from here? I don't really care where we go from here, so I'ma let you stay.
You're listening to Impact 89 FM once again. I'm back in studio with Ben Daniel's band, and just heard another song. Thoughts on the song, guys? Where'd it come from?
Well, that one is that's another one from a couple years ago called Drippin' Indigo. Is again about probably about a girl who is maybe going to Mexico or something, and that simple little thing became a song about something I don't really know what it meant.
You're supposed to be cryptic, like, well, yeah, you know, it's really personal.
Love.
And,
love.
It's for the audience to figure out.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, cool. And more information about Ben Daniel's Band is available online, bendanielsband.com. We were actually talking before we got on air about a new album out on iTunes. Is that tune on the iTunes album? Or?
Nope. That one is not the...
That's an Impact exclusive, then.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Same, the first song we played, Baby Dolls, on the album. This song and the next song, Spoonfed, will play. They're not on the album. So.
Well, we'll just do a seamless transition. Why don't you tell us about the new album?
Yeah, it was. We recorded it at my house in the studio we have there, and kind of did that over the winter and fall, spring. Just finished it up, and yeah, it's a lot of fun to do that and just be able to then go play it.
And I know it's really cool. You can listen to some songs online. You have a SoundCloud account, so you can mm-hmm. check out some of those online, as well as your website. I know you have a Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Any other songs in the album we should look out for?
You want to take this one?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think
all of them.
There's we've got music videos coming out for two of them called
The Wire, and then also Moonshining. Both of those are kind of favorites to play live. But actually, we're pretty proud of the whole album. Like Ben was saying, we did the whole thing at his studio. He was the engineer, ran the soundboard this whole winter. We took probably about 6 or 7 months to do this whole thing. So,
exactly how many tracks?
There's 10 tracks.
10.
Yep.
Wow.
And so when was that released?
We just released it June 9th. We had a little show in Ann Arbor outside of our friend's clothing store. He's an artist. He does a lot of our album art and stuff like that too. So
Automobile is the name of the store.
Cool. So, well, obviously the album was just released, but are you already looking towards the future, the next release?
Or? Always.
We got a lot of new songs in the works, and just going to probably play these ones live and kind of work them out and then record them whenever we're ready, which... Now and then.
Now and then, right? So I take it you guys are all doing other things too, besides the band? Do you day jobs and stuff like that, paying the bills?
Mm-hmm. Or? I'm retired.
Lucky.
Not really.
I wish. Well, cool. You could absolutely see Ben Daniels' band live coming up in not too long in September. They're playing at the Harvest Gathering the second weekend in September. That's in Lake City. And then if you happen to be in the New York City or Atlantic City area, they have upcoming shows there. You can check out BenDanielsBand.com for more information on those. They're actually in studio tonight because this week they've been... gracious enough to play at a journalism conference on campus. So Phillips Hall outside, cool venue for a concert, so we're looking forward to seeing that.
I was actually just curious, do you guys do any covers?
We do. We do a cover of Kids by MGMT, Hang Me Out to Dry by Cold War Kids, a lot of like older
Love It tune. We got a Wagon Wheel. We still play a little bit. Suzy Q. Boy, that's our kind of back.
Yep. Do probably 20% covers, I guess, when we play live shows.
Yeah. These are on iTunes as well.
No.
Non-recorded. Mostly for the big crusher gigs. Like when you have to play 3 hours, you definitely need something to start sticking in your sets in order to try and stay on the stage for as long as possible before you fall off.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure having you guys in. Really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing the full live show tonight. Mm-hmm. But I know you're ready to play one more. What are we about to hear?
I'll play a song called Spoonfed, another one from probably 2008. So.
Excellent. Well, once again, Ben Daniels Band, BenDanielsBand.com, and you're listening right here on The Impact, 89 FM.
Step in, then I jump in, land on both feet, here we go. Off running like the wind behind us, steady like the drumming, and our feet are moving. Nothing really matters, just keep on grooving. It's on a platter, you're just being spoon-fed, like a drug that you love what it does, so you take it again. Just clap my hands and I sing along as I make my way away from yesterday. Just hearing my guitar as to say go. Oh. think I broke it. Let it heal, just let it go. Down the hill, just let it roll. See no fire, but so much smoke. Fill the room, can't help but choke. Cough, cough, baby, let me hold you so close to me. Like you help me breathe, get a moment.